In, so basically it's just south of Forsyth on 76 Highway. Here's our parcel. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, the white's A1. The yellow is R1. This orange hatched is actually M1 for manufacturing. It's where your National Enzyme properties are. This one is C2. We have R2, O, a little bit of everything in the area, but just adjacent to it is M1, R1, and C2. Here's our parcel lines. This was all part of a subdivision that was platted, and I think I put it in your packet. This is lot 15. Lot 1 starts here and goes down. A lot of that subdivision is zoned M1, and then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lots that are R1. Take that zoning layer off. You can see those a little better. Here's the proposed plan, and I'll have to have him explain, but I think these are like your pods that you get now that I'm starting to see for these storage units. The properties here had a little different plan originally, and it made it too dense. Plus, you couldn't set those units right on the property line, so they came back with this plan, which should be sitting at your desk to look at. It was not the one in your packet. The new one is on your, is a piece of paper. Here's some photos. I'm actually on Austin, kind of in the middle of the property, looking back to the east. Of course, you can see the existing storage units the applicant owns. And I just start turning to the north. That's a little bit northwest. You can see the residential parcel. Then I'm turning back, right back to the west down to Austin. With that, our applicants here ready to add to.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ethan Ravenkamp. I'm the owner of E73 Capital. We have four locations throughout Taney County, and the goal here today is to get that parcel rezoned so we can expand our storage units to the east of it.
These aren't going to be pods, or going to be storage units?
They're what you saw and what you have in front of you are portable storage units. So, and it's 100 of them on there.
What's a portable storage unit? It's like a pod? Like you see in a...
It's basically just a pod, yeah. And the door's open like this. It's not affixated to the ground.
So you go in there and prepare all that site, level, gravel, and then just lay these things in?
Correct.
Then they kind of go.
They can, but we would just keep them there. And you know, people would store their belongings there. They will be on the property forever, most likely.
Doug, did you see those at Forsyth RV? They put some in there, and I didn't realize they even had such a thing. Can you go north of town?
Oh, yeah.
That's the first. I know. I didn't realize they had such a thing until I noticed those. But
are you going to leave the lot gravel, or what are you planning?
Our plan is gravel because the storage units to the east are gravel as well.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at, the property there, from there to the end of the road, lies pretty level. I think in 260 feet, you've only got 4% fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have had some complaints at the end of the road about water around the turner, and I'm well in the area that's coming from the home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to prevent any more from going that direction, but if I remember right, it all goes towards the north part of the property.
I believe so, yes. It's slightly slanted that way.
Not going to pull the contours up.
There is 928, and over here it says 934. So this one must be 932, 930. So from here all the way to over in here, it's 4 foot.
Yeah.
Just kind of slopes towards the...
Yeah, the flat looks
Yeah, pretty flat, yeah.
So, seems pretty self-explanatory. Do we have anybody in the crowd that signed up to speak on this? No?
My question, the home?
Yes.
Have you spoken to those people?
We have not spoken to the owners of that home, no.
If it did go through and there was a zoning change, is there a requirement that there would be buffering or fencing required?
Went through the C1 and I did not see anything for residential against the C2. That's one thing that I did look for, and I didn't see anything.
Didn't see anything on that.
So, Scott, can you put the zoning layer back up again? And just run through that real quick. What is...
It's manufacturing on the other side, I think.
On the same side as it?
That's C2. This is all manufacturing. It's part of National Ensign.
Okay.
This is manufacturing.
Okay.
So to me, it seems to make sense other than there's a residential home back side of it, but it's surrounded by...
Gonna push up a little closer to a residential neighborhood.
That's why I was wondering on the buffering side of things. But.
That was my thought when I was looking at it earlier. Can we?
And you're currently the owner of the storage buildings there.
Yes, sir.